with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. Thanks for joining us. And I was notified yesterday that yesterday was our 200th show. So thank you for being with us and sharing everything that we have brought with you to you with the world, because that's what we're why we're here. Today is November 22nd, 2016. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. And I have to say, I'm a little subdued. Yesterday's earthquake in Fukushima really brought it home to me. When Fukushima first happened in 2011, I wasn't even really aware of what that really meant. I watched the television and I watched the fire tanks and I thought, oh, thank God it's taken care of. So here we are, 5 years later. It's still a catastrophe. The lies continue. We had a huge earthquake, and we're having a really difficult time finding out truth and information there. So this morning, Chuck Heineman sent me a text and said, hey, do you want to give us an update? Want me to give you an update? And I said, yes. So here with us today is Chuck Heineman. Thank you, Chuck, for joining us.
Good morning, everybody.
You know, Chuck, I have to say, I'm actually beginning to feel like a band member on the Titanic. On my YouTube channel, I actually put out a pretty emotional video last night because I am, the reason I went to YouTube and the reason I'm on this radio show is because of Fukushima. It has nothing to do with my drive to be a talk show host or be on the radio or any of that stuff. It's to get people aware of what's going on, because I know that I wasn't aware for quite a while. So I appreciate your impromptu visit to our show, and I really appreciate it. So why don't I just let you get into what you've found out in the last 24 hours about, or not, it hasn't even been 24 hours, I guess the last 5 or 6 hours, about the update in Fukushima.
Well, I am watching a live earthquake map. It's a global map, and ironically, by watching what's going on minute by minute, we just had another earthquake in Japan 116 minutes ago that was a 5.2. And just before that, 2 hours ago, there was one in Japan at a 4.6.
Where were they?
Excuse me?
Where were they? I mean, were they near this area?
Yes, the same area, NAMI. NAMIE.
So that means there's those plates are moving.
Exactly. And it's not just Japan that's moving. I got to reiterate that. We've got just now, in the last 4 minutes, they had a small one in California, one up there in Alaska that just happened 33 minutes ago. There's a 3.0. New Zealand, 116 minutes ago, with a 4.5.
Well, they had a big earthquake yesterday themselves, right after this
Yes,
one, they had one.
right. Afghanistan, a 4.2, 2 hours ago.
Well,
and
I
then,
tell
of
you
course,
what.
Then, you know, we had two of them in Montana 4 hours ago that were 2 points. Then there was a big one in Russia that was a 4.9 4 hours ago. 4 hours ago, Oklahoma, a 4.0 in Oklahoma again, and then a 3.3 before that one in Oklahoma. New Zealand, a 4.6 just before that one. So the whole planet is making noise.
Yeah. Gaia is about to revolt. That's what I think. I mean, really, I actually have to say that's what made me so upset last night was the fact that just yesterday on my radio show, we gave out the phone number for the man who can close down, and I'm going to give it to people again, the Columbia Generating Station. You know, we have not, on the Northwest, we've been expecting a huge earthquake. They have discovered that we're sitting on, Columbia Generating Station is sitting on several active earthquake faults. And they're expecting a 9.0 or at least a 9.0. They say it's almost 100 years overdue. So I'm going to give people this number again. Please call Elliot Mainzer. He is with the Bonneville Power Administration. His phone number is 800-282-3713. Everybody across the country ought to be calling this gentleman and saying, you know what, you need to, in the wake of Fukushima's earthquake in the last couple days, we need to close that power plant down, because if we have an earthquake here in the Northwest, it is bye-bye to the Northern Hemisphere, because they will not be able to maintain the nuclear waste dump site at Hanford at all. It's just not going to be met. They won't even be able to get into it for 2 weeks if there's a meltdown at Columbia Generating Station because of an earthquake. And that Columbia Generating Station, it was built for 4.6 earthquake, but since Fukushima, they said, oh, we can handle a 6.0. Don't worry about it. We were just understating it. So now the NRC has revised their minimum at Columbia Generating Station to be a 6.0. So we just had a 7.4 or 2, right, Chuck? So if that happened here in the Northwest, we would have a full-blown national catastrophe. National.
And it probably won't be near as bad as Fukushima, because Fukushima's got too many reactors in trouble.
No, there's nothing like Fukushima. I mean, that's the thing. And they're lying about it. Like, remember a few years ago, you've probably been watching Fukushima yourself. Number 4 unit, where they stored all the extra spent fuel pool rods, they overstuffed each unit. They were supposed to have one. They stuffed 4 in each cavity. And so when the earthquake happened, the building this was 2013, I know for a fact was 13. The building had already listed was tilting over by 36 inches. So I was thinking last night, I wonder what that's going to do. The question is, we don't really know, and they're not going to tell us.
You know, you mentioned the WIPP. You know, along with all of these earthquakes we got going on right now from Alaska, California, New Zealand, I'm seeing, like I said, Afghanistan, Nevada's on here, Montana's on here, like I said, Oklahoma, more Nevada. The thing about WIPP down there, people need to realize what's been going on down there. Not only is the salt dome's already, roof's already coming down in there, but one of the things that we found out through Dutch,
you're saying Dutch sense, right?
Right, correct. They found that they're fracking that area. Why in the world would we be fracking an area that we've got nuclear waste deep in the ground?
That's unbelievable. They're fracking near WIPP.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're fracking near Hanford. Because that is the big threat with the Columbia Generating Station. It's not that the Columbia Generating Station will have a nuclear meltdown. It's that it's 15 miles away from Hanford, which requires 24-hour maintenance. So if there's a nuclear meltdown And if it was built 20, if they had built the generating station another 10 miles away from Hanford, there would not be a series of grave danger. But because of the proximity to Hanford, if there's a big earthquake and there's a meltdown, even if it's a minor thing that they can fix in 2 weeks, say there's a meltdown and something happens, but they can go in and keep it contained within a 2 week period of time. Hanford, well, nobody could get into, it'll be too radioactive for anyone to go onto the Hanford site to maintain the containers. And there's grave concern. The people at Hanford Challenge have expressed grave concern that that facility will overheat to the point where it will blow up into a fire that we can't, kind of like what's gone on in St. Louis. We can't stop those fires. Same thing. It'll be the same thing in Hanford, only we're going to be going west to east and destroying our entire breadbasket with nuclear radioactivity. That's why this is such an urgent matter.
Like, so that's just an update. And for everybody to understand what I'm looking at here on this page, in the last 16 hours, 100 earthquakes around the world.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, if you go to the UCY website, Jules has posted links and maps on UCY TV, so just go to www.ucy.tv and it will show it. I guess it's HTTP, you have to put that in. This is a grave concern this morning. This is quite grave. This is the thing. This is very serious. So, have you heard any? Have I know you've been looking into this. Have you found any updates on what's gone on in Japan at all?
Well, no, but you also got to remember, right now I believe that they're dark. I think it's the middle of the night over there.
That's right. It's
So
actually tomorrow over there, or.
they're sleeping right now through this round of quakes.
Well, I have to say, it is really a shock to see the way that they just continue to whitewash this. The unit number three, I was watching the live feeds yesterday. The news media said, well, number three has gone down. It's not, the pumps have stopped working. And then within a few hours, they're like, oh, well, we've got it. It's everything is fine, back to normal. And no mention of number four, mind you, the listing building. No mention of number one. I mean, we're really literally in the dark. They are not going to tell us what is going on. And that is kind of an indication of, frankly, how the whole capitalist system has eaten us all alive all around the world. Like that whole attitude of we're on a need to know basis and we don't need to know. But
Ironically, when I was watching some of the live news feeds that was coming out of Japan yesterday and last night, they had their big cameras on the bottom of helicopters and they were flying. They were in the air watching for tsunami waves, and one of the choppers were hovering over and around the Fukushima. I was paying attention to what I was seeing, not just the waves, but the amount of steam that was coming out of them stacks and out of that facility. There's still a lot of steam rising out of Fukushima.
Yeah, it's not steam, folks. It's radioactive contamination. I mean, it may be steam, but it is headed our way. And so I suggest to people, I told my niece, we live in the Northwest. On the Thanksgiving holiday, we do not need to be going out, going for a hike. We need to be staying in for the next couple of weeks. It's going to take, I think, how long does it take the jet stream to get here? About 2 days, 3 days? I'll ask that to Dana on Friday.
Well, I know right here on in the middle of the country here in Kansas, I tracked their first plume. We were seeing signs of it in 18 days right here in Kansas. So I would say 10 day window for you guys, maybe. Somewhere in there.
I'll talk to Dana about it on Friday. Dana Durnford's going to join us on Friday, and I know he'll have a lot of updates. But I mean, we need, this is where we need to get wise, and this is why paying attention to these things is important. We can't fix it, but we can certainly protect ourselves a little bit from this stuff. That's the big issue, is we have to have, I guess, defensive tactics now, because this is definitely a war on the world. The war of the world, it's begun, baby.
When you look at the history, what everybody's got to realize, it's not a straight line. We have no idea where the loops are going to be, what the loop's going to contain, and how much weather they're going to contain. All of that plays in a factor of how fast it's going to get here
The
or how
other,
slow it can get.
yeah, and one of the other factors is the jet stream is actually changing because of the changing currents. So, and on top of everything else, I guess the what do you call them, the astrological, the way the planets it's spinning in its own axis is changing. Where the Earth flips naturally, right? Every however long. I mean, I guess that's if you go by the round Earth theory instead of the flat. I wonder if the flat Earth theory also they flip, but I don't know enough about the flat Earth theory. So, why don't you bring us, tell us a little bit more about where the earthquakes are in the patterns that you're seeing?
Well, there, ironically, there's no real pattern. Let me update this page, see if there's anything new.
Okay.
9 minutes ago, yeah, we're 17 minutes into the show, so California's already had an earthquake since we looked last time.
Really? How
So,
big?
1.7.
Wow.
So, 28 minutes ago, 2.5 in Alaska. Top of this page is consistent with Alaska and California. Then you go 2 hours ago to New Zealand, Japan 2 hours ago. A lot of small ripples down through California. Japan was 2 hours ago with a 4.6. Afghanistan 3 hours ago with a 4.2.
I see. When I just opened up the
Argentina.
map, there's one in Russia, 4.9.
Yep.
And it's in the
Argentina
heartland.
had one.
It's in the heartland of Russia, not on the edge of the, the Ring of
Right.
Fire.
So, there's a lot of things going on. I
Something's
said
happening.
Argentina had a 4.6, so,
Yeah.
there is no rhyme or reason. Looks like it's just almost every plate shift. Hawaii 7 hours ago. Mexico.
This map that I'm looking
Virgin
at from
Islands.
the USGS did not mention the Hawaii. There's no mention of Hawaii. Are you looking at the USGS map?
The one I sent you in the chat before we went online. This is the earthquake data imported from various governments, a free public service from www.globalincidentmaps.
Wow. Well, the reason I ask is because the USGS regularly underreports the seismic activity and they leave out certain ones. And I just got a little text from Jules, our producer. She said, if you go to the UCY TV website to look at our maps, the tab is called Earth and Sky Tools. So if you want to go there and look at, it's a really comprehensive. I don't know if you've gone to it, Chuck, but it's pretty
I've had in the
comprehensive.
past. They've got a lot of 3D stuff on there, kind of
Yeah.
interactive.
It's pretty
But,
amazing. It's
for me to, what I use is to pull data to keep everybody abreast on what's going on. It's so much easier just to get text.
What do you mean, the text? What are you talking about?
You know, to put news on the Mid-America Land Restoration page, I can just come over here and pull copy and paste the text of what's going on and put it on there where with I try to keep things as simple as I can to where I can
Right.
get it quicker to the page.
Right. And you do have actually, why don't you give people the exact name of your Facebook page so that people can get in touch with you again?
Mid-America Land Restoration.
Wow. I just pulled up that link that you sent me, because I normally default to USGS because I guess I'm an American and I want to keep trusting our government. I've been brainwashed. But these earthquake, the little dots on your earthquake map are certainly different from the little dots that are on the USGS, like the Hawaii one. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like there's like a whole swarm. It's almost as if you look at the dots, it's almost as if God's going to cut out a slice of pie from the North American continent. That's what it looks like, you
Well, look
know?
at all of them coming down the Rockies. That's the,
Yeah.
from, you got a lot of movement going on up there from Montana on down to Nevada.
Oh, well, you know what? Those are all, you can tell those are all just fracking earthquakes. I guarantee you, if you pulled the site on every single one of those are fracking earthquakes because they're
Well,
fracking like.
Yellowstone's in the midst of that mess too, so.
Yeah, that's the, you know, they recently discovered that Yellowstone, the magma from the Yellowstone chamber comes all the way over to the near the Oregon coast. Oh, deep surface. It's a huge magma chamber underneath there, and it comes all the way over to beyond, stretches beyond eastern Oregon. So if we ever have an issue, we're definitely going to be changing the geological picture of North America, I think. So, wow. I have to say, Chuck, I am sort of overwhelmed today with grief. I really do feel like a band member on the Titanic.
No, you got to look at it the other way. The more we can inform, the more we can get people apprised to what's going on. We shouldn't be depressed about it. We're doing the good.
We are doing the good and we're making the effort to help people protect themselves, but it's a little overwhelming, at least in for me, in that recognizing there really isn't anything that we're going to be able to do. Like they're just like look what they're doing to the water protectors. You know, they spraying them with water while the sheriff is saying, "Hey, we're not doing anything. We're just putting out fires." I mean,
And spraying them at 27 degrees outside with cold water anyway is shocking to the body.
yeah, well, that's intentional. They know exactly what they're doing. It's actually a form of torture. And the denial, it's the gaslighting, that's a form of torture. I mean, the whole thing, we're all being gaslit so bad. The denial of, like, we're, it's unconscionable. The people that are running the show, the way they have absolutely no regard for the masses, for the people. To me, it's just unconscionable. We could have so much of a better earth, the way that we have had, even our development, everything about it. We have the potential to have a very beautiful environment, and yet they are choosing to ignore it. And it, to me, it appears they're intentionally culling the herd, so to speak.
Yes, South Fuji Islands just had one here just a little bit ago, and
Wow.
things are popping.
So
So.
we need to, you know, the one thing is people do need to be prepared. Have yourself an earthquake kit. And I have not done this, but my therapist really strongly suggested that we put a little earthquake kit and keep it in the back of your car. Don't just leave it in your house, but get a box, put a blanket, put your shoes, put a couple of days' supply of food in there, keep it with constant water, keep refilling it with good clean water, and just ha a flashlight, you know, the things that you're going to need for an emergency kit in case you need to hit the road and take off. I think it's really important for us to remember that we are, especially in the Northwest, where we're sitting. To me, this situation with when I found out that Hanford is right next to the Columbia Generating Station, and that we could not get in there in case we have an earthquake for at least 2 weeks, and that we're in grave danger. That to me is just beyond comprehension that we have elected officials who continue to seek to keep that generating plant open.
Well, not only that, but what bugs me is beyond, all of this when they started building these plants and these reactors. Why are so many of them on a fault line?
That's kind of a little joke, isn't it? If you want to find a nuclear power plant, look at the fault lines. I mean, that's, you know, even the Columbia Generating Station, they built it on, as it turns out, They knew it was on a fault line. When the Army Corps of Engineers did the study, the way it went down was the Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility hired a geologist. They did a study, and the state of Washington was outraged that they said they found earthquake faults. So they did their own study. They found more earthquake faults than the other guy did. So, and as it turns out, after investigation, they knew the licensee of the Columbia Generating Station knew there was an earthquake fault and omitted it from their application when it was built. So that alone, to me, I was kind of outraged when I found that out. I thought we should be able to close it, but that's not how things work. Wow.
So what was your show supposed to be about today, Lonnie? Because I was a last-minute call-in for update.
Yeah, you were. Well, I had actually, it was interesting. I had Jose Gonzalez, who's a retired therapist who listens to our show. We were talking about the DAPL, and really we were going to talk about Thanksgiving and the imbalance of how we, you know, what we're, I mean, it's so ironic that we're going to be, again, having Thanksgiving while our nation is going after the First Nations. So that's really what we were going to talk about, because I'm really, to be honest, I know that you're a big Trump supporter, but I'm super outraged at the lack of clarity that Americans have had putting this guy, a misogynistic pig, in office. I'm, you know, right now the news is breaking that we're going to be spending $1 million a day protecting Trump Tower because Melania doesn't want to go live at the White House. Like $1 million a day. To give
them. She's putting family first.
Look, we should not. She should put country first. Her husband ran for the presidency. How hard is it to live in the White House?
Look at all the threats and everything that's coming down the pike and all these riots. That wasn't part of the plan in the beginning, no. But look what's going on. How the country's divided. Look at what the threat level is.
The threat level is against the people of America from the forces that are Trump. The whole, to me, honestly, I'm one of those people. Like, I'm getting my passport together. Our family is getting our passports. We're saving our pennies. We're figuring it out. I figure we have a year left. I'm afraid of Jeff Sessions, the KKKers, Bannon. Those people are my own daughter, Chuck. I've already talked about this, has been accosted. The threats against Muslims have gone up over 17% in Texas alone since Trump started campaigning because he is such an instigator of hate. I mean, the guy got divorced from his first wife because he beat the crap out of her and paid her millions. And so this is the man we put in the White House. And in fact, he has such disregard for the media that he's not even telling them where he's going, what he's doing. He's dressing them down as if they have to take orders, like he's the boss on you're fired. I mean, honestly, I am outraged that Melania, $1 million a day, Chuck, you're going to tell me it's reasonable for our country to protect a million, that's going to be $365 million for 4 years so that she can sit in her little high tower with the militarized zone militarizing New York City. Instead of being an American, parking her rear end, she knew her husband was running for president. She knew what the White House looked like. This is not a surprise. So for people to justify their behavior, she's putting family first. No, she's putting her own comfort first, period. I'm so outraged at the lack of clarity that Americans have. That's what we were going to talk about.
Well, let me put it to you this way. You know, I've been threatened doing what I'm doing. I put my family first over the threats towards me. Now, look at how many threats and
I'm not going to let you go there, Chuck. I am not going to let you go there. Melania Trump sits in the
tower. All right, Lonnie,
you
have yourself a good day.
Chuck, she is not being threatened by going into the
White House. He is.
Look, every president.
Just like when I got threatened.
Look, I'm not against us protecting the president. I'm not against us protecting the first family. What I'm against is the fact that she knew they were going into this job. She knew for over 2 years this was going to be the li they were hoping this was going to be the likelihood. If they want her to stay in their house at the cost of $1 million a day, they ought to pony up and share the cost.
No, I'm sure he is to a point. I mean, look, he's doing all of this for $1 a year. Would you
Really?
work for 4 years for $1 a year?
You know what? The guy says he's a billionaire, which I don't believe, but he says he's a billionaire. He doesn't need the money from us. But for it to really, this is the outrage. Our schools are being cut back. We are harming our own country, and at $1 million a day, so that she can stay in her little high tower. Literally, they live in a gold tower, and we're going to spend $1 million. And you don't see the conflict of that.
I said, if we need to come to be and be able to go into office without all of the nonsense and the riots and the threats and the assassination plots and all of that, I'd put my family away from the target.
Let's just be clear. How many threats did Barack Obama have when he was president? President Obama had more threats than all of the presidents combined. He did not immediately spend $1 million a day immediately.
But at
By
the same
saying,
time, look at what's going on
Michelle
in this
Obama
country,
did
and
not say,
with all of the cops and law enforcement that are being shot doing their job.
"Oh my
Look at
God,
all of the
Chuck.
rioting that's going on.
Do you know the difference between how many cops are shot and how many people are killed? There are at least 100 people killed for every cop that's shot. So that you can't tell me that the cops are being shot randomly, because out of I mean, yeah, there are lunatics who kill the police, but most police officers are highly protected and highly protected in the just us system. None of them go to jail. We have watched time after time brutal murders, cold-blooded people shot in the back. So you cannot compare that to protecting Melania. I get it. I mean, I don't mind spending the money on protecting her until she gets into the White House, like we did with every other president's wife and family. As soon as you become the president-elect, yeah, we spend a boatload of money to keep you safe for that next 2 months. But to say that we're going to spend $1 million a day because you don't want to go live in the White House because you're slumming it, because you don't have gold walls. I mean, honestly, it is so disrespectful to the everything about the Trump administration is disrespectful so far.
You show me
He
the
said
proof
more
that she
about
claimed that she's slumming it by going to the White House.
Did
I
you
feel
see
it
her
was all still
face
media
on the
propaganda.
election night? I mean, honestly. I mean, okay, so that's a little bit of liberty on my part saying that, but let's just talk, be clear. Trump has actually said more about the Hamilton, people standing up at the Hamilton show than he has about the racism, the increase in race. He hasn't said anything about the KKKers giving him a parade saying, "Hey, I don't support the KKK." He has not come out and said that
Who
at all.
started the KKK?
It doesn't matter who started it. We're 70 years past that, Chuck. That's
But
really
no, I'm just
ridiculous.
saying, look at all of the you're comparing here, so I'm going to compare. What has the
No,
Democrats
I'm not.
done
No,
good
we're
for
not.
us?
I'm not going to let the conversation devolve into that because that's a ridiculous argument. 70 years ago, 100 years ago, most people in this country were not mentally and emotionally developed enough to recognize that we are one human race. That we do not have to separate ourselves by race or color across the
But that's
political
what's going on
boundaries.
right now. That is what's going on right now in the cities with all of these riots.
It's not all of these riots. So let's just be clear. All of these riots are not all of these cities. Most of the protests across the city are peaceful. And, the reality is, we don't know
Your
who.
faith
I
or
know
Black
my, for
Lives
a
Matter is
fact.
making a difference.
I'll tell you what, Chuck, when my daughter was at the Portland riot the day after Trump got elected, she left when she saw the cops in Portland roll up in full military gear. They were ready for a fight and they came in picking fights. That's the military. You know what is a free and fair, you know what is the hallmarks of a democracy? Four things. free and fair elections, which we don't have because now election fraud seems to be pretty common practice. Independent courts, which they've all been bought out by the corporations. I mean, if you're black in this country, you have a greater chance. You commit a crime and you're black, you will likely pay a much harder fine and penalty and spend more time in jail than a person who is white. That's a fact. That is a known fact. So no free and fair elections, no free independent justice system. We do not have an independent media, and we have the only thing that we have left is the smooth transition of power. The smooth transition of power, those are the two things. So the smooth transition of power has been rocked because people aren't taking it. That's why we're shocked by these protests. Because that's the last thing to fall. We do not have a democracy. We're fighting for our democracy. And Trump represents...
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Lonnie. 8 years ago, when so many of us didn't want what we've got, did you see any of these issues 8 years ago?
Yes, we did, as a matter of fact. Let's please remember. The KKK hats came out pretty hard 8 years ago. And you know what?
Did
How
we have
did
the
Barack
riots
Obama
all the nonsense
to the...
we've got going on in our streets across this country 8 years ago? No.
Yes, we did. We didn't have, you know why? Because the police weren't picking fights with the KKKers. You know, that's the reality. And so the truth is we did have it. We had effigies of Barack Obama after he was president with a ring through his nose and bones in his nose, people calling him a Muslim. I mean, I can guarantee you probably believe he's a Muslim, even though the guy goes to church every Sunday. But the fact that he goes to a Christian church means nothing to the brainwashed populace in America. Nothing.
No, my problem with Barack Obama, he should never have been put into office because he's not a U.S. citizen.
He is, too, a U.S. citizen. The deal is his grandparents worked for the CIA. I actually think he was selected by the powers that be because he's not going to give them a hard time. He was not going to go into office. I mean, he sold us a bill of goods. I'm no Barack Obama fan because he clicked his heels and said, Sieg Heil, just like I'm angry at Bernie Sanders. We need people who are willing to stand up to the people who are, you know, destroying our nation at a really subversive level. I mean, Bernie Sanders should have told Hillary Clinton to take a hike and been willing to watch his grandchildren get knocked off. Let them start. I mean, this is the problem. All of our elected officials, and, you know, they don't even have to kill your family. They can destroy you. Like, you really believe that this is how effective their marketing tools are. You genuinely believe that this guy is a Muslim. You have no idea. You don't even know the man. You just know what you've been sold, a bill of goods. The guy is an American who came to power and has been a corporate tool since he's been in college. That's the reality. I personally didn't support Barack Obama when he ran for president. I voted for him because there's no way I was going to vote for a Republican. Because Republicans do go after people. We're seeing it right now. Why do you think the DAPL is getting worse on those people? Because Donald Trump is a major, major investor in the DAPL. And that's like a little get. The day after he got elected, the night he got elected, they started the real assault on the water protectors. They're getting serious with these people, and they are going to a roller coaster. They're going to bulldoze them down if they have to. And if they could, they would. I mean, this is the divisiveness that has been caused by, really, it's not just Trump. It's been a long series inching it away at the unity of our country. And it had started with Mr. Bill Clinton when he actually sold out the media, when Bill Clinton allowed the media to be owned by four corporations. And the judges said, hey, corporations can make fake stories and you can't sue them. We're all gaslit, Chuck. I mean, we're all Americans. We're in this together. The fact that we don't have unity in our country is an intentional thing. But for us to elect a man who we heard with his own mouth say despicable things about women on tape less than 10 years ago, And we decided to ignore that because we hate Hillary Clinton so bad that I've actually had people say that, oh, well, we just averted World War III. No, we didn't. It's coming, folks. It's here. They're going to do what they're going to do. All we have done is rolled back our civil rights 70 years. That's what we've done. And we are going to tank this economy. In fact, even the guy in his last debate on the Fox News, he said, "Look, Mr. Trump, the economists have looked at your plans, and it looks like you're going to cost our country a lot of money. It's going to hurt our economy." He's like, "Oh, don't worry, we're going to fix that. We're going to fix." The man who's bankrupted four times is going to say, "We're going to fix it." And yet people hated Hillary Clinton so badly. And the fake news and the just vitriol that was spewed around this country. Now, I'm no Hillary Clinton fan. I don't like her. I don't think she would have been good for our country, but she would not have ignored. I mean, I find this really offensive on, and I've been tweeting Mr. Trump because I think that's the only news he really gets. I've been tweeting him. He needs to come out against the violence that's going on in our streets against Muslims. I'm going to actually register as a Muslim. If he makes Muslims register, I'm going to register as a Muslim.
Let's go back to where we're at in the show. The earthquake issue.
Yes.
Since we started this little rampage, South Fuji, Fiji Islands had two of them, a 5.1 and a 5.0.
Oh my God.
Alaska had one at 2.5, and one prior to that at a 3.0.
Just now, as we're
So
talking.
that's all within the last hour. The two big ones in the South Fiji Islands was in the last 30 minutes.
My goodness. It looks like the whole plate is moving, doesn't it? Because it goes all around the ring of fire.
So.
Wow. Well, I hope people are getting prepared because really we do need to be prepared. We need to figure out, like in case something happens in terms of a huge shift. I just hope that we don't have a big earthquake in 2 days in Fukushima. That's the kind of scary part for me because before the big one happened, there was one 2 days earlier.
Like I said, we've had the Fiji Islands have been active this morning. There's been, what did I count, three of them this morning down there. So, a lot of little ones up and down the California coast.
And the whole that whole fault in New Zealand looks like it's having several, like the whole, the whole plate lines, all the plate lines are definitely shifting. They're all seriously shifting.
And like I said, New Zealand 2 hours ago, they had a big one of 4.5. So, people need to think before we start getting too carried away on things we can't even begin to control.
Well, isn't that the point of democracy? Is there some supposed to be some point? And this is the interesting thing about living in America, Chuck. This is why I really appreciate being an American, and I appreciate you hearing my different point of view from you. Because we're a pretty big nation made up. We've never had this experiment where, like, the reason that people get along in Sweden and all these other countries is they're homogenous. They're a people who have been there for a long time, and the culture is pretty similar. They might have different pockets of culture, but there's no real major differences. In our country, we're sort of a mixed pot, and so that means we, as a people, we have this fundamental core belief that we have a right to free speech and that we are a melting pot of people. We're all Americans. You come to America, I think that's my disdain about registering the Muslims because we're all one people. We don't just automatically assume that you're going to be somebody that you're not just because. And frankly, I personally believe that the whole concept of quote terrorism is a COINTELPRO concept. I mean, yeah, there's, but the CIA is over there training people how to murder people. So I wouldn't say that they have a proclivity towards murder. They've lived over there a long time without doing these things. They've had guns for a long time and knives. So it's we need to think beyond the box because what we're doing is we're just being used. We are assets on a balance sheet. And so the only way out of it is through love. Thomas Ackerman really, we talk about this all the time. He says, act your conscience, like if you love yourself or not, it doesn't even matter, but you know what's the right thing to do. And I give him that. That's a very valid point. You don't have to love yourself to act and do the right thing. We know what's the right thing. We're going off track in this world because people are not doing the right thing. They're just going along to get along or making money or whatever, however they justify it. This is why it's important for us to remember what the right thing is, And in fact, I saw this millennial do a videotape yesterday, this young woman. She apologized. She's like, you know what's wrong with the millennials is we're lazy. We don't do anything. We're disrespectful. So as a millennial, I'm going to apologize and I'm going to make an effort to be better. And I thought, that's kind of the point here is we have seriously lost a sense of duty and respect that I think it's really important for us to propagate.
So, I'm glad to see that we haven't had anything happen in Japan in the last 2 hours.
Me too.
That's 2 hours ago was a 5.2. So I'm glad that, and then an hour before that there was one at 4.6. So I'm glad that. Now, granted, it's probably dark over there. That may be a good reason why I wasn't finding any news on it, but we'll see what happens when the light comes up over there here sometime here in the next 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, it'd be nice if those plates would settle down and just move on, because that's kind of what we're seeing, isn't it? The plates have kind of activated over there.
With the New Zealand and all these other ones, I seriously doubt we're done shaking.
You do? You think
yeah.
We're not done?
I don't think we're done.
So let us reference on Dutch's site. Dutch Sense is a citizen geologist, I guess you would call him?
Something like that.
Yeah, he runs a website.
He's self-educated on a lot of this. He's done his homework. He's done a lot of good. He's trying to bring awareness to a situation, and he's done good, very good for himself over the years on getting enough knowledge out and getting enough set up to where he's at today.
Well, Dutch has this theory. It goes against the grain of all the standard geologists is that the plates, they always say the plates move, that the Pacific Ocean, the ridge, is moving out and pushing in on the North American continent from the Atlantic ridge. His theory is that the plates are actually moving the opposite direction. And so that's where he makes these accurate, he actually can pretty accurately predict based on his theory where we're going to see earthquakes in the next 2 or 3 days based on the information that he accumulates. So people can go to, I think it's dutchsense.com, and take a look at his website and follow him, because it's really actually very fascinating to see that a person who is just a citizen journalist who picked this up developed a theory that goes against the standard grain that seems to be pretty strong. I just saw that an earthquake was updated again.
Was it?
Yep. It was the Fiji one, I think. Wow. Well, the plates are active. The ring of fire is definitely on fire right now. That is for sure. Wow. It's pretty amazing. Well, I hope that by the time we get back on the air by the end of the week, that this is settled and we're not constantly talking about the earthquakes at Fukushima. Because if Fukushima has anything even remotely stronger than yesterday, I don't know what they would do if they really had another, that's the frightening effect. Like this, I think this is why I was so upset yesterday. We're just waiting for the axe to fall. So, I'd like to give out the number for Elliot Mainzer before we end the show. Elliot Mainzer is the, he has authority in an emergency to shut down the Columbia Generating Station at the Bonneville Power Station. That number is 800-282-3713. And that's to close the Columbia Generating Station, or as we call it in the Northwest, CGS. Mostly because of the threat of the earthquake faults from what we see. I mean, if we look at where the earth, look at the map, at the earthquake map, the Northwest has not been hit with an earthquake. That's what Dutch Sense calls the silent zone, which means it's at risk.
But anyway, you know, for more information on what Mid-America land restoration is about, trying to keep us cleaned up and surviving the onslaught of all forms of contamination, you can find us at Mid-America Land Restoration on Facebook, Mid-America Land Restoration. Google search should be bringing up the website of MidAmericaLandRestore.com. Messages, emails, phone numbers are all listed.
I really, really, really appreciate you coming on, Chuck, and thank you for the lively conversation. I have to say I appreciate your time, and thanks for being willing to update us on the earthquakes around the planet, because I think this is that's the base of what's going on over at Fukushima.
So like I say, I'm devoting some time, extra time, more time than I normally would of watching the earthquake movement, and when things started rocking over there in Japan yesterday, I was pretty much on top of the computer most of the day trying to find out what was going on. So, in the way this list of earthquakes is going on, looks like I may be doing the exact same thing again today.
Really? I honestly, you just follow the earthquakes all day long to figure out what's happening.
Just try and see what's coming.
I sat and watched the live feed of what was going on in Fukushima yesterday. It like sucked me in. You can actually get sucked into that. It took me like 3 hours of just sitting there watching what was going on. I was looking for some information, but you know, the cameras specifically make a point of not showing you what they don't want to show you, right? So,
well, see, I watched the one on the chopper there for a while, and it was over the top of Fukushima, so I was watching the steam come out of that facility quite a little bit yesterday, and then they went and hovered over the mountains of bags of dirt. I was watching what most probably wouldn't have been looking for, and I was looking for all the signs, and I was finding a lot of signs.
Signs of what?
Like I said, the steam coming out of the facility. I was wanting to make sure the tsunami waves and the bags weren't, the contamination bags weren't nowhere near the water line, and they weren't. So that made me feel a little bit better. At least they moved those back away from the water line. And just a lot of things that I always questioned on, and where they had the live video and they were showing it, I was watching it.
Yeah, well, I hope that we can all keep ourselves safe, and I really do. You know, hopefully this will be the end of these major, major earthquakes over there in Fukushima for a good long while, because we cannot, our planet cannot endure another big event like this. We just can't do it. I mean.
Like I said, I'm nervous about it, but at the same time, keeping an eye on it. Trying to do updates on page as frequent as I can about what the last numbers of earthquakes were. And so if you want to keep an eye on Mid-America Land Restoration,
on Facebook,
you'll see that I post on Facebook. You will see that I put up the live earthquakes quite frequent of what's going on.
That's good. That's good. That's good. And so, and everybody just likes your page. They don't have to be accepted. They can just go to your page and look at it.
Right, it's open. You don't have to like it. You can come watch it and stay anonymous. I don't care, just as long as
and poke
the information
around
on the page is shared.
Yeah, and get some information about the microbes and actually order the microbes, you know.
So
wow. Well, look, Chuck, I appreciate you coming on the air with us at such short notice. I hope to have Jose back on the air. He was kind of feeling under the weather when I called him this morning, so your offer was quite fortuitous for him, I suppose, because He was going to go on the air, but when you sent me that message, I offered to let him out of it so that he could, you know, get himself back together. So I hope to have him on and we can have a discussion about, really, we want to talk about the social programming. He's a retired therapist, so I really want to talk about the social programming and the mindset of how we can heal ourselves from what I think is the onslaught of brainwashing, you know, so that none of us are even aware of what's the reality. I mean, we live on a very small planet. We're all part of a small little thing. So I think it's important for us to open dialogue and figure out how to get past this time of intentional division, as our conversation highlighted here.
Like I said, it agree to disagree and leave the politics alone. And
well, you know what? I kind of have an issue with that too. Again, I don't really agree to disagree. I disagree, and I'm not going to agree to disagree. I mean, for people to say Barack Obama's a Muslim and then to start shooting Muslims in our country and beating them up because they're Muslims, that's not, to me, that's not American. We don't beat up people just because they're Muslims. I mean, I hope that you agree with that, because that's just completely outrageous. It doesn't matter what your faith is, you know. And there is not, I mean, I used to follow the Muslim faith when I was younger. There is not an inherent jihad on the world if you're a Muslim. That's a false lie that has been propagated by the war profiteers, who are making a boatload of money keeping war going on in our country. So I think it's important for us to find out the facts and get beyond it. I mean, I've often said this. I feel like we're battered wives in this country. We don't, you know, we're protecting the batterer when we refuse to not be stronger intellectually and look things up and challenge what we've been told. So that's part of what I do here, I guess, obviously. So appreciate your time, Chuck, really. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
Here's the music.
Me too. I'll talk. It's a little bit soon, but I'll let go. Put your courage behind you guys. We'll talk to you later.